So go ahead, tell me what's going on with you. You were okay. You were starting to say something.
No, I went back into the studio.
So much I'm trying better. To read that look. Really?
So much better. Well, I knew what I wanted. I wanted some recordings that I could use. I could do one recording and spend the whole 3 hours and pay all that money for one. And that's what I did the week before. But I decided I'm freestyle. I'm going to be a freestyle.
Okay.
And it's not the recommended means of recording at all. But I started out, there's a few songs could be better, but I did okay. I did 7 or 8 songs in a row without big mistakes or anything.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of tunes.
A lot of tunes. I came away with 11 recordings.
My gosh.
At the very end, on one of my songs that was freestyle, he started adding some strings on a keyboard. Oh my God, did it sound good. So I'm going to go back and let him do that on my other songs.
I told you strings was going to be hit. Strings is cool.
Oh my God,
strings are so emotional. I tell you, strings, to me, they're attached to your heart. They pull your heartstrings.
Oh my God. I brought it with me, the one with the strings. So I'll play that for you.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
And then my friend Steve came and he said I really should do separate tracks where I sing and play the guitar separate. I don't have to use the drum thing or the click. I can just
You can just do the acoustic drum. Yeah.
So that's my
You can just do accordion if you want to. The studio doesn't care.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to let you in on what I'm really excited about.
Oh, okay. Because you're kind of glowing.
Oh, no. I want to do a live performance. I'm enjoying what I'm doing with my passion. And I'm just thinking, this is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. So I looked up open mic. And they're all over the valley. And I think there's one tomorrow night. And I'm going to start playing for people.
Oh, that's wonderful. For the record, we are up on the B flat now. So the ones we did prior, previously were the A flat.
Wow.
And then we did the A, and you had that. You had the A before this. And just now we went up to the B flat, and that's when you started to break up a little bit. But I want you to have a reference point for these notes. So
you know, I said to this guy that recorded. His name's George, and he's a songwriter also.
Wow.
So I said something like, I just want to put this on my blog, maybe a real singer will do it or something. He goes, you're the singer. It was so nice to hear that. And he said to me, Carole King wasn't a great singer, but they were her songs, and these songs are made for you.
That's right, and nobody can sing Carole King's songs like her. You know?
And nobody can sing my songs.
That's right.
I didn't believe that when I started this. I didn't think there was even a chance. So
yeah. It's exciting. That's really cool. I was going to ask you, was he feeling you this week?
He was feeling me.